macho posturing going on between Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is distressing enough, without flame fanning like that we got from the New York Times on April 24th. Running on no less than 18 speculative verb forms, 5 mays, 8 woulds, and 5 coulds, the piece by David Sanger and William Broad painted a dire picture of a White House forced to deal with the impending doom of North Korea's nuclear weapons. As North Korea speeds its nuclear program, U.S. fears time will run out, is the headline, and the piece starts with a breathless warning about the urgency of dealing with the crisis. It cites, quote, a growing body of expert studies and classified intelligence reports that conclude the country is capable of producing a nuclear bomb every 6 or 7 weeks. That acceleration in pace, impossible to verify until experts get beyond the limited access to North Korean facilities that ended years ago, explains why President Trump and his aides fear they are running out of time. Close quote. As Adam Johnson notes on FAIR.org, the idea that there are elements within the U.S. intelligence community who might actually desire a war, or at least limited airstrikes, and thus might have an interest in presenting conflict as inevitable, is never addressed, in favor of foregrounding the spectacular claim that North Korea is, at present, capable of producing a nuclear bomb every 6 or 7 weeks. Well, that claim spread to a half dozen other outlets within hours. The Times' own Nick Kristof got hold of it, but he turned capable of producing into will soon be churning out. So wait, this incendiary claim comes from whom exactly? An anonymous blob of expert studies and classified intelligence reports, which the reporters qualify in the next sentence as impossible to verify. So an unverified claim. To buck up the case, the Times interviewed a Stanford professor who worked at Los Alamos, Siegfried S. Hecker. But his warning about the threat was in the context of a nuclear accident. At any moment, he says, a live weapon could turn into an accidental nuclear detonation or some other catastrophe. And that's why, Hecker says, the crisis is here now. It's not wrong to worry about nuclear weapons or those weapons in the hands of a relatively poor country with a history of botched missile attempts. But it's genuinely alarming to see the New York Times contributing to a drumbeat that suggests danger is imminent, war is inevitable, and telling the public to accept this on the basis of unverified claims made by anonymous experts and faceless officials. Haven't we been here before? You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.